A lot of my interest in the kind of metaphysics of human consciousness isn't something that's easily brought into my clinical practice, even though the basic concepts of awakening in the heart and resolving the traumas of the heart, that's kind of an essential transformation process.
Okay, because you're a forensic psychologist, right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I worked, that means like legal, or I worked in the criminal justice. I worked in prisons for 12 years. Okay, so I taught anger management. So I was dealing with people in a way who had no heart, in a way they lose heart.
See.
They can commit acts of violence and aggression, and they have no feeling or compassion for other people. See, people in life lose that essential feeling of the heart. And the more you do that, then your mind, you become more egoic and selfish in your actions. You don't care how you hurt other people. You have no compassion or feeling.
Have you met?
Everything is just me, me, me all the time.
Have you met someone in the beginning, probably someone who had been convicted of something, and you could just see evil in that person, Christopher, and did it ever leave? Were you able to get to this person to change at all?
I don't think I've ever met anyone who I felt couldn't be rehabilitated or grow. And even the most violent criminal.
But you wouldn't put them back out in society.
They're at the deeper level. I mean, the person who most fits what you're describing is a sociopath or a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say even in that case, they still have the same essential nature as beings. They're the same as all of us. It's just their life experiences, or many life experiences, they've just become further and further removed from that inner awareness of being related to the heart space.
Do you think someone who is more aware of this, whether it's with the knowledge of or they just act this way, that they are more apt to have this higher consciousness, maybe they're happier people, maybe they have a more outgoing personality?
Well, I think they will be more loving. I think they will be more joyous in their life. Yes. Yes, I think the more you're awakened in your heart, if you're fully awakened in your heart, life is just blissful.
Can you really teach this to people, Christopher, or do you have to be born with it?
Well, we are born. That's part of our intrinsic nature as beings. But we lose that, but we can recover it. I mean, that's what mystical teachings are trying to help us, is recover this essential identity.
So you think we're all born with it, and then,
yes,
then we lose it. Some, yes, of us lose it. Not everybody, right?
No, no.
I mean, did you ever lose it? I hope I did. I don't think I did.
No, I don't think I did, because because I grew up in a relatively happy family life, and I was able to kind of grow up being myself. Some people grow up and they can't be themselves.
Or what is the definition of someone who doesn't have this higher realm of consciousness or this ability? I mean, what kind of people are they?
Well, the majority of the population, 99.9%, don't have it.
Wait a minute.
The vast majority of people, it's very rare that people are fully awakened in the heart.
You're saying
the mystical dimensions of what that entails.
You're saying 100, if there were 100 people that walked into a room with you, 99% of them wouldn't have it?
Yeah, 99.9. Well, it's there, but they're not awake in it. The humankind is in a state of semi-sleepwalking, conditioned by everything around them, everything that's happened in their past. People live in this state of heavily conditioned, and they do not know their self. And that experience of self at a certain level is still present, but it's lost, and instead a false consciousness system forms. And the true consciousness is in the subconscious.
How'd you come up with that kind of number, though, that percent? I mean, that's
astronomical. Well, I mean, I'm guessing, but I mean, in my life, I've only met a few people in my life out of many thousands who really have that inner spiritual.
Okay, now, all right, tell me then, what are they like? Give me an idea.
Well, in the way we're going off, I'd like to try to bring it back.
Not yet. I want to know the answer to this.
What are they like?
Yeah. What kind of people? Not what do they? What are they like as people? If they're
loving, they're not moody. They're constant. They're not up and down, like changeable all the time. They're not attached to material processes. They are in a state of wakefulness. They don't have many negative emotions. Most people are ridden with negative emotions. All kinds, worry, depression,
sure,
anxiety, hatreds, jealousies, you know, that's the mass of society.
We're human.
Sorry?
We're human beings. Human beings, this happens to us.
Well, human beings live in this state of sleeping. They're not aware of what they really are. Most people, we live in a state of spiritual ignorance. People do not know themselves. And then there are different levels to this, of realizing your true nature.
Well, let's use someone like the Dalai Lama as an example.
Yes.
How would you categorize this person?
Well, I mean, I don't know the Dalai Lama, but I've read a bit of his work. I mean, what does he talk most of is compassion. Love and compassion is part of the Tibetan Buddhist way. The realization of the inherent emptiness of existence, non-attachment. He's not attached. Most people in life, they're attached to everything, their possessions, their names, who they are, their children, their girlfriends, everything. They're attached to everything. Whereas in the mystical path, we have to cultivate non-attachment.
I had a story a couple weeks ago about him. He gets bitten by mosquitoes once in a while, but he won't kill them.
Yeah.
He'll swat him away, but he won't kill him because he just won't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a special kind of person.
Well, it is. That's a person who's established in his, like, in his true eye. He's attained a certain level of development. I would say there are seven levels of human beings in a way. Okay, just as there are seven of everything. And most people are men number one, two, or three as to whether they're dominated by their physical, emotional, or mental nature. Very few people get to the level of a man number four, which is the first level of awakening and self-realization. And then there are higher types who develop the higher faculties.